This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Count on the trigger, tell us with a shot of the day. Ask the Men's Room is back. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
All right, well, we're not the only ones who have accidentally smuggled drugs to the airport. Someone says, I had a big chunk of hash that I forgot in my carry-on. I flew back and forth with it for 10 years.
Oh.
Says, never an issue. My buddy did the same thing as the joint being smuggled, unbeknownst to him. It was a gram of Molly.
Oh.
Someone else. They are to the point on this one.
That's awful.
I've stuffed more drugs in my ass than I'd like to admit.
Oh.
And then, and then someone else says, look, TSA does not search for drugs at all. It even says so on their website because, you know, we frequent the website. It says they only search for explosives and weapons. They don't care about your drugs. Just
yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
Look, I don't buy it. I'm not
going to be the first.
That. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't believe them, but whatever.
Random.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
All right, Steven, welcome to the show. Let's go to this one right here. How about, what would you say is a shocking or maybe just an unexpected fact about yourself that people would find entertaining?
Unexpected. I guess here's one. So I'm super, super white. I'm half blonde, half ginger, so about as white as you can get. But my entire family, I was adopted into a family of Greek people. So I speak Greek. I've been to Greece. I know more about Greece than I care to admit. So I tell people I'm Greek, and they never, ever believe me because I'm super, super white.
How weird is it, like, if they see you with family, right? Because it's just, I'm guessing your average Greek-looking people. And then, basically, the man who needs sunblock.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's the worst. They go on vacation, everybody's out there putting on bronzer, and I'm out here covering myself in 100 SPF.
Well, okay, so when you went to Greece, and you're able to speak the language, and you're able to do what you're doing, is there any weird level of attraction to you based on the fact that you are blonde-haired, just different, but you still...
Half soulless, half blonde.
You know what I mean? You still speak Greek and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the women give you a second look because it's weird. It's exotic for them, you know. They don't see a lot of people who are able to speak their language, but also don't look anything like any guy they've seen before.
Why do you think my black ass wants to go to Sweden? I mean, yeah. Look, man, I get it. Like, hey, right? I'm the rare unicorn walking through here. Let's get it on.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. are you attracted to women from Greece? That look, is that part of just from growing up?
I mean, I've been around so many of them because we go to Greek church and we have a lot of Greek friends. You know, everybody who knows each other in this entire city, all the Greek people know each other. So, I mean, yes and no. It's just like anybody else, right? There's some who are attractive and some who aren't.
Okay, fine, fair enough.
Very diplomatic. Sure. Are you sure?
That was.
Reason we ask, what is a shocking or unexpected fact about you? BuzzFeed recently put together a list of the most 33 shocking and, I guess, unexpected celebrity facts you never knew before. Some of them are maybe things that you knew before, but some of them are neither shocking nor unexpected. But here are some of the highlights.
You tell us the person. We'll see if we know.
Megan Mullally.
No idea.
That she's married to Ron Swanson.
Okay, that's actually a pretty interesting factoid. She used to do Will and Grace as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And when she was hired to do Finding Nemo, they asked her to do her Will and Grace voice. But she refused to do it and did something else, so they fired her and replaced her.
Good for her.
That voice was kind of annoying.
Yes.
She didn't want to do it anymore either.
Unexpected or shocking fact, maybe not shocking, Betty White is older than pre-sliced bread. She was born on January 17th, 1922. The first time a pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold was in 1928, some 6 years later.
It's not, you know, it makes sense, but it's when you say it out loud. It's mm-hmm. like you're older than sliced bread.
And you know people were pissed, too. Hey, you're not even slicing your own bread anymore, you lazy.
You're going to put all the knife makers out of work. They make the bread knives, now it's pre-sliced.
Here's Miles is working at the knife store.
Yeah. Remember to flip that bread upside down and get the best cut, though.
Especially on your French loaves.
Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor, people were convinced she was actually a dwarf. So the Vatican sent someone to investigate.
The Vatican?
The Vatican.
That almost brings me comfort. Like, okay, we've been equally as dumb all the time. Then. Mm-hmm. The Vatican must get involved. It's a dwarf posing as a little girl. We can't have such things.
Elvis was a natural blonde.
The Vatican get involved?
Who knows?
What the heck was that?
That girl's possessed by Satan, if she acts that way.
Elvis, it turns out, was a natural blonde. Christopher Walken used to be a lion tamer.
What?
Yeah.
That's believable. You could tell me anything about Christopher Walken, and I'd go, that's believable.
I'm going to need you to pay attention to the whip and the stool.
Calm down.
I don't want any problems here. Just do a couple of tricks. The kids will be happy. Do not maul me.
These three people were born all in the same year, 1929. We have Anne Frank.
Okay.
We have Martin Luther King Jr. and someone that we brought up today who is still around.
I'd say so. Two of them went down hard.
Not Betty White.
Nope, but close.
We brought them up today.
Wait a minute. You mentioned this, and you said, hey, oh, is it Jack Nicholson?
It is Barbara Walters.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Walters, Martin Luther King Jr., and Frank, all born in the same year.
Huh.
Here's a good one.
Two of them are not, you know, she's like, hey, she was the first, female anchor to do national news?
Yeah.
MLK's like, I have some streets named after me in bad neighborhoods, and Anne Frank's like, don't ask.
While filming the movie Giant, which starred Elizabeth Taylor, James Dean, and Rock Hudson, during the filming of the movie, had an affair with Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh.
I can believe that.
And he also had an affair with James Dean at the same time.
I was going to say, I thought Rock Hudson was gay.
He basically had sex with every star of the movie.
He was like Tarzan. He just swings both ways, brother.
Hollywood,
whichever branch is the closest is where Tarzan's landing.
The good old days.
I hear you want to go on this movie with me. We got a dame, we got a guy. Tell you what, let's get together, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And then later, we'll do a dance number.
Yeah.
Yes, let's see here. Eartha Kitt. We all know Eartha Kitt.
Cat lady, Catwoman.
She was Catwoman on the Batman TV mm-hmm. show in the 1960s. And she had a threesome with James Dean, again, and Paul Newman.
Wow.
Yeah, Eartha Kitt.
Old blue eyes. I called him old brown eye. I won't tell you why.
Jason Statham was a professional diver before he became an actor. And when I say diver, I mean like platform diving, like way, way up there.
Oh, nice.
Mark Wahlberg, as you know, has three nipples.
It's that news anymore.
No.
We would talk about those three nipples.
Not to us.
Harry Styles has four.
Whoa, that's news.
In the early 70s, Angela Lansbury moved her family from Hollywood to Ireland because her daughter was getting mixed up with the Manson family.
That's a good reason.
Also, her son was hooked on heroin, so she moved. Let's see here.
Angela Lansbury.
Mm-hmm. B. Arthur was one of the first members of the Women's Reserve in the United States Marine Corps in the 1940s.
I served my country.
She was a badass.
I'm B. Arthur. You might remember me from Golden Girls.
Random.
Yeah, Marine.
Random. I want to say she was older than Estelle Getty when they filmed Golden Girls.
Estelle Getty, who played the mom, was the youngest cast member on the show, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked like ass. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Losses lost.
Hola.
Oh, let's see what we got here for you. Boy, this is a disturbing story, but okay, I'll give you the question anyway. What teacher did you hate or hated you when you were in school? What teacher could you not stand or what teacher could not stand you when you were in school?
I don't know. I didn't really have too many teachers that I didn't like.
You think they liked you?
Of course.
Were you a good student?
When you say good student, you mean well-behaved or good grades?
Either one.
That would be both to be a good student. Yeah. Like, I behave well and I have decent grades.
Okay, no, I wasn't.
Now, where did you go wrong? Both or grades?
Behavior first and then grades.
Okay. Did you get beaten a lot with a paddle?
In junior high, our gym teacher, he had a
big wooden paddle with holes in it. And one of our social studies teachers, he had a boat oar.
Damn. Yeah, we used to get elementary and middle school. We got our asses beat with those things. Man, they hung them on the hung them on the door on a hook right beside when you walked in.
I think the only rule they had in school, as far as corporal punishment went for the students, was whatever you hit them with, because they're going to hit you with something. It just has to be made of wood. Right? That seemed to be the only real, like, you didn't get hit with a chair or a ladder.
Yeah, but when they bore the holes in them in the shop class, and those paddles whistle when they swing. And the thing was you were in the class and you hear somebody getting beaten out in the hallway, right?
Yeah.
And they're in your class, they go outside, they start beating the hell out of them. You could hear the whistle of the paddle and then the smack. You
of
know
course.
I mean? And the best one was like one of your buddies had just come in, walk back in, smile at everybody, and then sit down very gingerly, try to play it tough, you know what I mean?
But just your ass hurts.
You know it does.
We know you're at. He beat you.
We could hear it.
And we've all been there.
And we got our ass beaten last week, so we know it hurts.
We know it hurts.
Exactly.
Right.
Because this one teacher, man, he used to hit me on the back of the legs. And I don't know.
Like in shorts?
I just didn't know if he had bad aim or he just knew it was
a stay more.
Yeah, exactly. He said, knock that.
Remember the jump ropes you had in gym?
The plastic ones with
the
little beads?
Yeah. And our gym teacher, man, it was the last day of gym class. Mr. Gallup, I always remember this. This is in Rochester, right? And this is a different time, right? Last day of gym class, all you had to do was a number of pull-ups and push-ups, I believe.
It was a presidential fitness kind of stuff?
It wasn't even that. This is the last day of gym class. And the reason why is, on the first day of gym class, he had each person do pull-ups and push-ups. And he wrote down how many you could do. So the idea was, after 9 months of this cramp, you should be healthier. Okay, so the kids that showed off on day one, they didn't quite hit their numbers. Man, he came out with this jump rope, and he beat the back of your thighs until you bled a little. So all these kids are crying in the corner, but the final dude who went up there to do it, I won't say his name, but final dude who went up, he was like the quote-unquote fat kid in the class. And he managed to get through the push-ups. He couldn't do one pull-up on the first day.
I couldn't do a pull-up either.
All right, well, the thing is, he's the last kid. Half the class is crying in the corner because Mr. Gallup ripped them apart with the jump rope. Some of us managed to escape unharmed. All of us gathered around Kevin. It's like, man, you got to get this one. In my mind, it took him 45 minutes to do it. Obviously, it didn't, but it felt like forever. He finally got his chin over the top of that bar, man. And we exploded like a man landed on them. Oh, yeah, because we just didn't want him to go down in flames like the rest of them did.
I don't want you to have the rest of your day be a terrible one, so I'm just going to read you a little summation about why we asked, what teacher do you hate or hated you? A St. Louis teacher with HIV is accused of taking a student out of class in elementary and molesting him.
Jesus Christ.
3 years later, police say the teacher tried to hire a hitman to kill the child and his family so they would not talk.
Oh, my God.
That's
Grinch,
about as much of that story
awful.
As I read earlier, and I'm like, I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, I really don't want to get into the story about what we're
You can figure it out. Like, you can fill in all the details.
Heavy, heavy, heavy. All right, so let's see. Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The categories today will be your favorite and worst smells and the best places to get a delicious sandwich here in the U.S. All that coming up right after emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Got a little trick and tell us with a shot of the day. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, first time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
We'll jump right into the emails. Hola, guys. My daughter Trinity turns 11 today. Can she get a little kid-faced sandwich? Love the show from the mom and dad.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out for my buddy Blake? How about turtle wax, whether your penis is too small in the paws? That from his crippled friend Duncan. Hello, guys. Today is my amazing husband Jeremy's birthday. He is 29. Huge fan of your show. We listen to you guys every single day while we make dinner. Could you please have the Dirty Germans talk about what he's going to get tonight? And maybe Wobbin could say something dirty in German as well. Thanks, guys. You rock.
Yeah, you like to make this dinner together. Tonight we will serve you 8 inches of tube steak.
Yes, you know, maybe you need a long noodle, or maybe a short, thick noodle.
Yeah, du kannst gerne dein Reeperbahn anfassen.
You like the short and
short
wide
and
ones, or do you like the long and the skinny ones?
I like long, skinny ones, but I'm a short and wide guy myself.
Patrols and Wobbin, I'd like
we
to wish
one
my...
We don't have, Miles.
yeah, that's... I'd like to wish my best friend Mike a happy 29th birthday. Can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans talking about building pole barns?
Thanks, guys. It's
small. Yeah, I have already built this pole barn. I call it my pants.
Yes, a pole barn. I mean, where else do you keep strippers when they are not working?
Yeah,
it's a barn. The pole's there for you to practice.
Guys, can you wish my friend Lindsay a happy birthday? I think she deserves some Dirty Germans talking about the importance of taking a day off every once in a while. Thanks and much love.
Yeah, you must take this day off so that we can go to dinner together. Tonight I will dine at the Y.
Yeah, you should relax a little bit. You have this day off. Maybe watch a film, if you will. Enjoy a little self-time.
There's an interesting one.
That's what I pretty much do all my days off.
Yeah, masturbate.
Yeah.
Guys, it is my birthday, and this year I'm turning 33. All I want for my birthday is Ted to do his best Italian accent and welcome me into the family business of insurance under my grandfather Bill, who is 92. Thanks, guys. That from Swagger.
Like Italian or like Jersey Italian?
I might be
the only Italian we know. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, hey! Look at this guy turning 33, huh? Next thing you know, he's going to be making sandwiches. But he's probably not, because he's writing insurance under his Uncle Bill.
Yeah. Insurance. That's what they call it
look
now.
Like that.
Hey.
And get a little pasta in your life.
Hola, dinosaurs. Please wish my amazingly tolerant, smart, and damn fine-looking husband, Justin, a very happy birthday. He would appreciate an OG fish sandwich, Miles doing the panty sing, and then you guys talking all over each other about turning 40. Thanks so much for all you do to keep us and many others laughing every day.
Fish sandwich.
Panties.
Well, as far as turning 40.
Tell you what, man.
Tell you about turning 40.
Well, this point, I don't even remember, but I do know that people no longer give you any more excuses for getting away.
I had a wedding meeting.
Just act like you're paying attention, but deep down, you still don't care.
I'm a 6 foot sub myself.
Please give a shout out to my incredible boyfriend, Philip. His birthday is today.
Oh, hello, Philip.
He also requested a Your Penis Is Too Small symphony, whatever that means. Thank you, guys. Happy birthday, Pip.
Philip, did you want a symphony?
And bitches, today is my father's 63rd birthday, and the family would love for you to give him a shout-out. His name is Jimmy Trent and has worked his butt off his whole life and is now enjoying the retired life. So I was hoping the Dirty Germans could give him a little advice on how to live the retired life. Thanks so much, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, this is very simple. In retirement, you are no longer Jimmy Trent. You are a man looking for a Jimmy Trench.
Yeah, for what I can tell about retirement life, so basically you eat early lunches and then you hit these happy hours. Sure, you drink and eat, but it's also cost-effective.
Yeah, and you're senior, too.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Since my mom retired, she just sends me pictures like, here I am having lunch.
It's like, 2:30.
Yeah, it's like 11:30 her time. She's just living it up.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, it's 8:30 in the morning here. I don't care what you're doing for lunch.
What is she getting?
Even anything? Oh, no.
What do you think?
Lito's Pizza.
What? No, she's 70. She's going to be a 75-year-old lady. What do you think a 75-year-old lady loves for the lunch special? Half a sandwich and a soup.
I like half a sandwich.
Really? Every time.
Every day.
Okay, all right. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant online for a little profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola will play profile. This coming up here in just a few minutes. Time for a couple more emails real quick. What do we got? Guys, this is on our Easter topic from a few shows back. Something I'm confessing here. As far as the debate about Peeps and who likes them. Every year, my mom sends me 5 packs of Peeps. My wife told people at work, and I got a Peeps stuffed animal one year, and occasionally, I'll get Peeps from them as well, though it's died down a bit when I insisted we all share the Peeps, as I don't want to hog them. This year, my mom has final stages of dementia and is in a care facility. Silver lining, it took 41 years, but finally no goddamn peeps on my doorstep. Praise Jesus, that from Squirrel. He took a happy story
there,
and turned it into a story about his mom having really bad dementia and how now it's better because he doesn't get peeps.
But he made it into a positive. Look, 9 times out of 10, someone says my mom has dementia. It's a bummer story. He has a way of telling you the same info, but he's like, fantastic. Well,
here's another one on the check engine light. Guys, you can in fact turn the light off yourself just by an OBD reader. It's really cheap. Read the code so you know what's wrong, and then press the clear codes button. Poof, engine light is off, and you know what is wrong. That from Tyler, the car guy. But then you might still forget to take the car in. Knowing what's wrong, you still got to get it fixed.
You forget to take the car. People don't take it in. That's why the check engine light's like... You can see a buddy's got a check engine light, right? And you say, hey, man, it's saying check your whatever. And he goes, yeah, I know. You don't see that buddy for 7 months. He pulls back up. You jump in the car. You're like, bro, your check engine light is still, except now there's two things lit up. Like, no one actually takes their car anywhere because it says check engine. It's just like a mild suggestion from your car.
On subject, we asked you to give us some good news. Guys, here's some good news. My best friend asked me to marry him earlier this month. I said yes. Wedding's in September. Y'all are invited, but you got to come to Virginia.
Oh, come on.
That from Morgan. Does that mean that his best friend asked them to marry them as in like being the person who conducts the wedding?
No, the sense I got is that her best friend, it's like we're best friends. I'd also like to, you know.
Ask me to marry him early this month. So I'm assuming Morgan.
Because she said yes. Like, that's not such good news. Okay. Like, I agreed to conduct someone's wedding. Like, good.
But you're right. That is fair. Like, right. Is she saying, hey, will you marry us? Or is she saying, like, oh, I get to marry my best friend?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go here with a couple more of these crazy animal stories.
And that's going to be a no for me, dog.
This is. Because it's Virginia. Sorry.
We're in Virginia, Morgan. We got to find that out. That's
that
very
is a good
important,
goal.
You know? Guys, the infamous airline traveling emotional support turkey. Do we remember the emotional support turkey?
I remember the emotional support turkey.
Easter and her human, Jody, lived in my house for a few months. Hard to find turkey-equipped housing, apparently, and a mutual friend gave me her number. Although Easter was a mostly sweet and gentle bird, when it came to me, she was out for blood. Minding my own business, she'd jog over and throw herself at my crotch and legs, pounding me with her wings while pecking and biting. Fortunately, I had a sense of humor and motocross pants and leather boots. Jody seemed sane enough, the owner, just enjoyed traveling with her turkey. Not always easy to find a turkey sitter on a budget either. As far as emotional support, a turkey can be better than some humans, I suppose. As always, love the show.
A lot of things can be better than humans, but a turkey?
And you know who would be in? You know the only person that we know who would take in an emotional support turkey, right?
Yes, we do.
We've met this person numerous times, friend of the show, Paula.
Oh, without a doubt.
Paula.
Oh, take it to turkey.
Of course she took it an emotional support turkey. You know, someone who needed, that would be scarier. Not that
is
you
that
get
not
the turkey.
From Paula?
That is from Paula.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she, of course, you could go up like, hey, man.
It's not the turkey that's scary in this scenario. The turkey is just being a turkey.
Right, turkey's a turkey.
It's the owner of the turkey that you got to worry about.
I agree 100%. Like, right, a turkey's a turkey. And based on that, the fact that you want to own one as an emotional support animal says there's something wrong with you.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Let's see. My wife and I moved my one-year-old pit puppy with us to Bellingham, where I was going to school, and we laid out some pee pads in our house, so he knows at least where to go pee. A few weeks after having him, we came home, and the pee pads were gone. Nowhere to be found. A day later, he's out in the yard with me, and I immediately discovered what happened to the pee pad as he starts pooping a blue pee pad out of his body. The entire pee pad came out whole. That dog could eat and digest anything. Believe it or not, though, I sure miss him. He was a good dog. He probably got some kind of buildup and ended up dying.
Yeah, like,
all right, I miss him. He was a good dog.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Dog.
Like, amount of
he could
pee
digest
pads.
Anything. Well, almost anything.
But somehow we let dogs get away with it, right? If you say, hey, man, my parents are getting up there in age, you know, so they're staying with me, and they have adult diapers. But it's the damnedest thing. When I get home, my dad is eating his diaper. Oh, isn't that funny?
Okay.
Yeah, and dogs eat stuff that you normally wouldn't let pass.
Right, but they get the pass.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
And one more.
But also, humans don't help you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like Miles always talks about, you got to bend over and sometimes help things get out of that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody helps me when I got a blockage.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you called anyone?
Maybe later.
I've never gotten a text from you that
maybe later in
I
life.
Won't help, but as far as I know, you've never reached out.
And finally,
these are both true.
From the animal world, guys, this is going to sound disgusting. Here's a disgusting animal story.
Oh, good.
I used to raise dairy goats, and one year, the one goat had twins. Well, somehow, she got a cut on her udder. And we didn't notice until one of her teats nipples died and fell off. It was like a zombie dropping rotten flesh. She spilled hot, rotten milk constantly. I dosed her with antibiotics a lot, and she lived and healed up. Definitely one of the most disgusting things I've ever had to deal with.
That is disgusting.
That's
good
horrible.
Times. Good times. Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick the category, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
All right, Cole, your guess is as good as mine. Okay, as far as smelling goes, we have for you the top 10 smells that we love. The smells that make us happy, the smells that we love to smell, and then we have the top 10 smells that we hate the most.
Smell it.
Okay? So smells is one. Either the top 10 things that you love smelling or people love smelling, and the top 10 things that they hate. The other one, the best states to live in if you love delicious sandwiches. So the category is dealing with smells and sandwiches. What category are you going to pick on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Oh, got to go smells. Smells bad.
You want to go with the worst smell?
Smell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick here, since you seem to know so much about the bad smells, what would you say that people consider some of the better smells?
Laundry detergent.
Fresh cut grass.
Clean laundry is on the list.
Yeah, clean laundry, I guess that's
fresh
specific.
Cut grass, Ted, is number one.
Yeah.
Fresh bread.
Number one.
Fresh bread.
Come on. Fresh bread.
Fresh bread.
It is not on the list, but I love the smell of fresh bread. That is a fact.
What about gasoline?
Gasoline is not on this list, but I do know a lot of people who like the smell of gasoline.
I like the smell
of
gasoline.
What about the smell of a stripper, like coconut or vanilla?
Oh, vanilla, yeah.
Vanilla is on the list, and it says stripper vanilla, so we know that that is, in fact.
Yeah. Okay, see, I always thought Ted was weird, because I'm always like, I hate that smell. Ted's always, you have defended it since I've known you. He's like, dude, it's one of the greatest smells on earth. You'll shut your whore mouth. But I guess a lot of people agree with you.
As long as you've known me, I like strippers.
We're getting you warmed up here
a little bit.
A few of them missed the top 10 that people love are chocolate, barbecue, and baby powder. I think it's interesting that Christmas trees came in at number 10. Never really think about it when you get a fresh
like a
Christmas
tree.
They smell great.
It smells awesome in your house. Others on the list include the ocean, the smell of the ocean.
It depends at what point you're...
Yeah.
Well, Kramer tried to bottle it, right?
There can be very different scents of the ocean, in my experience.
Wasn't that his fragrance? It smelled like the ocean, and someone stole his idea?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How do you not know a sign?
I know. I'm
shamed.
I think that was a famous one. Fried food is also on the list. Fresh air, cake, laundry, bacon, coffee, and fresh cut grass. But we are looking
bacon
for
salad.
The top 10 smells that we hate the most. What is your first guess? And your guess is as good as mine as far as smells we hate.
Gotta go poo.
Poop is not on the list.
What?
No poop for you.
You know, man, I don't even know how to help you.
How poop's specific, not on the how list. Specific is it? Like vomit specific or like dead corpse specific?
There's no vomit on the list. There's no dead corpse on the list.
All right. What about liver? Like liver and onions?
That's a terrible smell.
It's awful.
Yeah.
To us. But if you're one of those weird people that likes it, like nothing smells better.
All right. Like just burnt stuff in general.
Garbage, yeah. Like garbage, burned hair.
That's what I was thinking of garbage. Let's
garbage?
Garbage?
Let's go garbage. That sounds like a pretty good idea. Garbage is not on the list.
Poop and garbage.
There was one smell that made both lists. One smell that...
Some people love it, some people hate it.
Some people hate it. It came in at number 11 on the smells of things we love and 15th on the list of smells we hate.
Rain?
Gasoline.
Okay.
All right, you've got two strikes against you. You've got none right here on the top 10 smells we hate the most. But you're doing fine there with
and
the ones you
I
like.
I think these are reasonable guesses. What about like poop and garbage and they're not on
What about like a wet dog?
Oh, that is...
A damp dog.
A moist
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go with pets.
No, not on the list.
Hey, Cole, listen to me, man. That's one of those signs I just feel compelled to tell you. There is nothing wrong with any of your guesses. There's something wrong with people when poop and garbage are not on a list of things that, your top 10 list of things to smell.
Cole, we'll give you three more guesses if you need it. How's that? Since you've got none right so far. All right, we're going to give you the pass here. Let's start from the beginning. You've got none right so far. These are the top 10 smells we hate the most.
What about fish?
Jeez.
This is not on the list.
Keep going.
What about exhaust? Like, you know, a fume.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
I don't know. You think like B.O. maybe?
B.O. is not
solid.
Number one body odor.
All right.
People's B.O. Finally, we got one there in the top 10 smells we love. Or hate.
Hate.
Yeah,
hate.
In a sense, it's, it depends on the person and their odor. I understand the natural smell of some people, which is not often offensive. But
B.O., I think,
different.
We universally recognize this is strictly armpit.
Yeah. What about cat? What about manure?
Well, we've already talked about basically poop.
All right,
so
sorry.
We'll take that out of there.
Is urine the same as...
Yes, and it's not on the list, so I'm going to save you a guess. Whose urine smells that bad other than asparagus urine guy?
Cat.
Homeless.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, cats are terrible.
Are there any foods on the list?
Foods that aren't really ready to be eaten now because they've gone bad. One in particular.
So,
spoiled milk?
That's it. Sour milk beef is number two. Ted already said it, and I'm going to give it to you, Colson. You're struggling so bad. Body odor number one. Sour milk number two. You've got five strikes against you so far.
Bad eggs, maybe? You know what I mean? Like
no more food on the list.
Damn.
No more food.
Oh, there's one food on the list. Sorry. There's one food in its natural environment that people hate the smell of. Well, it's been processed from cabbage.
Oh, kimchi.
So uncooked.
What are you going to say?
So this food is uncooked?
It is...
You said in its natural form.
This is not in its natural form. It's been pickled to
fermented?
A degree, fermented to a degree. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, it's got
to
be kimchi then.
It's close. I mean, it's
sauerkraut.
That's it.
Yeah,
in the same family. Sauerkraut is number 10 on the list. All right, Cole, we're giving you one more guess.
I don't even know where to begin, bro. I mean, like
this.
It's a hard list.
Yeah, people are very tolerant apparently of smells that I'm not good with.
Because they're broken down.
Flowers or natural things like trees on there?
No. That's
what about old Sam on Barstool 4?
Yeah, I gotta admit though,
somebody did say old people.
Look, we didn't come up with this list. This came up from a list of 2,000 people were asked to name their favorite smell when it was National Fragrance Day the other day.
Okay.
So their favorite and the ones they hate the most. But the top 10 smells they hate the most, and this is kind of crazy, because a lot of them cross over in my mind, so it's the hardest of the categories. Sauerkraut was number 10. Damp walls were number 9.
Damp walls.
Don't ask me. Other dirty clothes at number 8. Dirty socks specifically at number 7. Armpits at 6, which is separate from body odor. Stagnant water, sweat, which is separate from, again, body odor, armpits, and dirty socks, mold, and sour milk, along with
so
body odor.
So, you know, wet walls smell different than mold.
Damp socks
are different than the laundry, and the B.O.
It was not fair. That's why we basically just broke it down and gave Cole 6 guesses to see how he could.
Yeah, damp walls, to me, is just the smell of mold.
Right.
Damp walls is what our first apartment smelled like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And urine. Probably more cat
smell like cat pee. Right.
Also sounds like a mean insult. Got them damp walls.
No, that sounds like things are ready to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nobody describes it as dampy, though.
No, I don't say that's the word to use. It's not a romantic term. Them walls damp, mama?
You damp and ready?
Does it smell like a basement?
Those aren't mothballs.
A basement smell. Whoa.
And that basement smell, I knew things were good.
That is a bad smell. Old person's basement smell. It's nothing worse than that.
It's like the smell of pre-death.
It smells like you get down there and like mold starts growing on you. Still to come with Ring and Tells with the Shot of the Day. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is
Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. Ask us anything. All right, guys, this one comes from Steven. And he says, Hola, Bacholas, I've noticed that all or most of you say Reese's, as in Reese's. I've always heard it's Reese's. Since it was named after the guy who created it, maybe this is an East Coast thing. Love the show, guy. P.S. Sam from Big Dummy is definitely an evil villain, so you better watch out. I think we just pronounced it wrong, Steven.
Yeah, I think I pronounced it incorrectly. But I'll stand by caramel.
Instead of caramel?
Yeah.
I think in that instance it's right. Isn't it? Like it's like a caramel apple?
I think so. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I just say caramel. For some reason, you get less grief.
This one says, Hello, my name is Katie.
Hey, Katie.
I have questions.
Okay.
What is your guys' job title called?
On air, I guess.
Talk show host?
I don't know. It is weird. Everyone gets to fill it in for something. I'm like, sure. I don't know, man.
That's a good question. Who decides what songs that you play on your radio station? Well, that would be the Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle.
That is correct.
As our home station here at in Seattle on KSW. However, as far as the other affiliates that we're on, it's up to them locally. They can play whatever they want.
Sure. So
they play whatever music that they want, depending on... Some stations we're on are all talk. Some stations are classic rock, like KGON in Portland. So they're not going to play like the Imagine Dragons that we would play here, other songs. So it just depends on the formula, right? Guys, are the stories you tell about yourself always true, or sometimes exaggerated for entertainment?
It's ever straight up true, man. I mean, this is just how we live or have lived our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the most part. Obviously,
we try to
drum it up a little bit.
Yeah, but the root of the core of the stories are all the same from what we can remember. Guys, what happened to Hair Club? Why is it we don't hear from him on the air anymore? He is very entertaining. Well, Hair Club, you see, they put in the farthest part of the building away from us for some unknown reason.
And frankly, he's not that entertaining.
So,
but he is, he's big time now, man. You have no idea.
And one more. I miss some of the show's old sound bites, like the CSI thing. What happened to it? Did they just get old?
Still there.
Yeah, still there. Wait for the right time to use it.
Sometimes we get tired.
I like it's the CSI thing, not the Who anymore. Mm-hmm. This is now the CSI thing.
Couple more here. If you guys were a cheeseburger, what kind of cheeseburger would you be?
Oh, bacon ultimate double cheeseburger from Jack in the Box.
Okay,
that's very specific.
That is very. Is it that good?
I as far as fast food burgers, I'll swear by that.
Okay,
burger.
What kind of cheeseburger?
I'm not sure, man. There's one at Red Robin I get every time. But it has like 27 names.
Is it the one that has like barbecue sauce and onion rings?
Like onion.
Are you talking about the Whiskey River barbecue?
Whiskey River barbecue burger.
Oh yeah.
Damn right. Yum.
Okay. On that onion roll?
Thank you, bro.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man from somewhere in Brazil. Miles, you brought the story up earlier, but this guy is strolling along a local beach when he spots a swimsuit model doing a photo shoot. So what did he do? Well, he hid in some tall grass, dropped his shorts, and started masturbating. Now, unfortunately for him, the swimsuit model noticed him and approached him and took note of him doing the five-knuckle shuffle, if you will. And she did not appreciate it. And then the guy said, and I quote, "Why? You don't like it? Come here." Well, guess what? The swimsuit model did not like it. She did come here, and also... she's an MMA fighter, and he found that out very quickly when she basically just punched, kicked, and beat his ass to the ground
in seconds.
It was quick, and the beauty of this is, because it was a photo shoot, there's all kinds of pictures of her in her bathing suit beating the living piss out of this guy. She managed to call the cops. The cops did arrest him. I do not know how Brazilian law works. He has currently been released. He's defending himself, saying, "Hey, I was just trying to pee. I was just trying to pee."
Sure.
Yeah. The problem is with all the other photographers and lighting people and the rest of that, they all heard the conversation that he had with her.
Right. You engaged with her.
Right. Then you said, "Well, you don't like it? Come here." And then she did, and she beat your ass. I'll tell you what. Based on the pictures I saw, she has great form. They show her connecting with his face with this one punch. I'm like, that's a professional punch.
Mm-hmm.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
What the hell are you doing over
there? Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9-844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.